HIP News, Heightened Independence and Progress, a Center for Independent Living for People with Disabilities, Spring 2021. President and CEO, Brian Fitzgibbons, MPA, CRC. HIP News Editor, Jane Jacobs. HIP News Founding Editor, Jean Fox Sapos. Website, www.hipcil.org. How to contact HIP, Bergen County, 131 Main Street, Suite 120, Hackensack, New Jersey, 07601, 201-996-9100, fax 201-996-9422, TDD 201-996-9424. In Hudson County, 35 Journal Square, Suite 703, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07306, 201-533-4407, fax 201-533-4421, TDD 201-533-4409. Find us on Facebook, Heightened Independence and Progress, HIP. HIP's mission statement, Heightened Independence and Progress, empowering people with disabilities to achieve independent living through outreach, education, and advocacy. First article, from the desk of the President. As you read this, the nation is marking a full year of coping with the global pandemic known as COVID-19. Last year, we considered quarantine a word from the past and were convinced that we'd lick this thing in several weeks. We never envisioned travel restrictions, business shutdowns, food and product shortages, the concept of remote learning, and the many other adjustments we made to stay healthy. Sadly, many of our relatives, friends, and neighbors fell victim to this strange illness, and we quickly came to realize that things will never be the same. During the initial months of the closure, HIP staff quickly adapted to serving our consumers by phone and remote access. As a grantee of the federally funded Administration for Community Living, we received CARES Act funds to provide services to those in need in Bergen and Hudson counties. This money enabled us to expand our services to provide food, energy, and rental assistance, the purchase of iPads and computers, and a wide range of medical and environmental aids. In July, we were able to split our work week by staggering the staff schedules to have a half-time presence in the office to stay current on paperwork and to respond to our newly established hotline. Our move back to the office involved a deep cleaning, the installation of plexiglass partitions, and new protocols for social distancing and the wearing of masks. You may have noticed that this is the first full-length newsletter that we've published in the past year. We've been hard at work enhancing our website, www.hipcil.org, and we've become a part of Constant Contact, which offers instant communications to our members. Please send us your email addresses so we can include you in news and announcements. This doesn't mean that we've abandoned the Postal Service. Over the past 6 months, we have mailed numerous sets of gloves and face masks, along with special candy bars and holiday cookies. As we look forward to the spring of 2021, we are planning to host some Zoom activities and hope to increase our ability to be your resource for information. I want to hear from you to learn what services we can offer you to maximize your ability to successfully live in your community. In the meantime, we'll get through this together. Sincerely, Brian. Next article. COVID-19 Community Response Program Update. The COVID-19 Community Response Program began in April 2020 with funding from the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, CARES Act. The program was designed to address food insecurities, PPE, personal protective equipment, assistive devices, medical and non-medical, transportation, in-home support services, and emergency rental and utility assistance related to COVID-19. With this program, HIP has been able to supply many consumers with needed financial assistance during the pandemic. Items funded during these very trying times have been microwaves and other household appliances, tablets, iPads, laptops, air conditioners, PPE, masks and gloves, a space heater, a wheelchair ramp, a recliner, and over $6,000 worth of ShopRite gift cards. HIP was also able to pay several PSENG bills and provide emergency rental assistance from this program. The program will run through September while funds are still available. If you'd like more information on the program or to fill out an application, visit our website at www.hipcil.org or call Maria Valentin at 201-996-9100, extension 18, in Bergen County, or Alejandro Paredes, 201-533-4407, in Hudson County. Next article. A different type of annual meeting. On the evening of November 18, 2020, HIP hosted its first virtual annual meeting. It was quite unlike any annual meeting in the past. Instead of gathering in a large room, enjoying dinner and dessert together, we gathered around our computer screens with a mug of hot chocolate and popcorn, mailed by the HIP staff. We listened to Brian Fitzgibbons, CEO and President, discuss the achievements of HIP during 2020. It was a year full of challenges and changes due to the COVID-19 pandemic, and we are proud of how we met each issue with motivation and a desire to help our consumers as best we could. Some highlights of the year included: the Bergen and Hudson CILs provided information and services to 919 consumers, family members, friends, and professionals. Although the vast majority resided in Bergen and Hudson counties, individuals from all areas of New Jersey benefited as well. The Bergen and Hudson CILs partnered with the New Jersey Division of Developmental Disabilities to provide support coordination services. Support coordinators worked with 133 consumers to assist them in accessing community-based supports and services to enhance their independent living. Efforts were directed in such areas as identifying appropriate programs and providers, facilitating socialization skills, and building life experiences with the ultimate goal of securing employment. Rehabilitation technology funding enabled 124 individuals to receive disability-related equipment. Home modifications that increased safety and access in home environments were funded for 23 individuals. The Adjustment to Vision Loss Project peer support groups gained many new members this year. In-person groups met monthly in Fort Lee, North Arlington, Washington Township, Jersey City, and Secaucus, and then met remotely several times each month after COVID-19 hit. Consumers met to talk with one another to gain emotional support, exchange helpful information, and learn practical solutions to many new challenges, including social distancing. Many consumers have taken the opportunity to learn more about technology in this new virtual era. Consumers also had the opportunity to partake in informative presentations made by professionals in the field, offering more knowledge to assist with learning how to live in our new normal. Two telephone support groups, with participants from all regions of the state, continued to meet and expand on a biweekly basis. One group is for young adults under 30, and the other is for individuals over the age of 30. Care management programs in both CILs provided assessments and linkages to financial benefits and community-based services, such as food stamps, prescription assistance, Meals on Wheels, Medicaid, and many other resources, which enabled 153 individuals to continue to live independently in the community. HIP also provided case management services through the statewide Traumatic Brain Injury Fund. This fund, which receives its revenue from a 50-cent surcharge on motor vehicle registrations, purchases services and supports to enable individuals who have been impacted by a traumatic brain injury to live independently in the community. HIP conducted 357 Access Link eligibility interviews from October 2019 through September 2020. This New Jersey Transit program was established to provide public transportation to people with disabilities who are unable to use the fixed-route bus services. We are happy that with current technology, we were still able to meet for the annual meeting and let the attendees know all that HIP achieved during 2020. The new annual report is available on our website, www.hipcil.org. Next article. HIP thanks. HIP receives many contributions from individuals and the community throughout the year. We thank the following for their recent exceptional generosity: Elaine Appelhoff and Jerome Sanders, Bergenfield Lands Club, Chris and Ron Black, Adele Canny, Michael and Marie Cook, Lottie Esteban and family, William Fellinger, First Presbyterian Church of Hackensack, Andrew and Linda Goff, John Koch, Eve and Mort Levinson, Lions Club of River Edge, Managed Business Solutions, Anna Nevada, John Stanick, Philip and Linda Webster Chenerazzo. Special thanks to the wonderful parishioners of St. Peter the Apostle Church in River Edge for their outstanding generosity to many of our consumers through their participation in the virtual Giving Tree this past holiday season. Note, calendar raffle. The summer calendar raffle will be back later this year. Stay tuned for updates. Next article. Welcome to HIP. HIP recently welcomed two new staff members. Please read further to get to know them and how they are helping make HIP an even greater asset for our consumers. Alejandro Paredes joined the Hudson HIP staff in July as the COVID-19 Response Program Coordinator. Alejandro earned a bachelor's degree in chemistry from New Jersey City University. He is furthering his education in environmental science and hopes to one day help modern science fight pollution. Alejandro has always enjoyed helping others. In the past, he volunteered by handing out turkeys to families in Union City for Thanksgiving and feeding the homeless in New York City. In his spare time, he enjoys spending time with his family, traveling, and reading books. Pedro Martin joined the Bergen HIP staff in November as the website developer. Pedro has a Master of Science in International Maritime Transportation Management from the Ukraine and continued on to study computer science in Cuba. Pedro was initially a consumer of HIP and created the current website as a volunteer. The knowledge he gained about HIP's mission has helped him to design innovative additions to the website and ensure it has complete accessibility for all. Pedro and his wife Lucia are looking forward to May when they will welcome their second grandchild into their family. We mourn. Our HIP family lost the following members in recent months. John Barbe, father of HIP care manager Shoshana Steuben. Heather Broad. Peter Delvecchio. Solomon Epstein. Ruth Ernst. Karen Fitzgibbons, wife of President and CEO Brian Fitzgibbons. Ronald Phillips. We also mourn all those lost to COVID-19. Check out the updated HIP website. Thanks to our new website developer, Pedro Martin, the HIP website is now available in 20 languages. In addition to that, there are also plenty of great updates. The website is now easier to navigate and includes testimonials from many HIP consumers. Check it out at www.hipcil.org and let us know what you think. Next article. A HIP success story. Several months ago, HIP's COVID-19 Community Response Program funded Fusion Software for Nelsita Melo, a longtime HIP consumer. Nelsita requested the software, which combines magnification and visual enhancements for ease of screen viewing with screen reading functionality, so she could take some online courses and find employment. As she is a hard-working single mother, we were happy to assist her by purchasing this special technology to help further her career in the midst of the pandemic. We learned recently that Nelsita has obtained employment with the New Jersey Contact Tracing Department. She was able to go through the entire application process and training because of the software purchased. We are thrilled the program was able to help her and look forward to helping many more consumers throughout the year. We asked Nelsita a few questions about her experience and are excited to share her responses with our HIP community. Question: how do you feel now that you have employment and are working from home? Answer: I am so happy. This was my dream and a goal I have had for a few years now that I thought was unachievable. I want to tell everyone that I am now working and that Tricia and HIP have been there for my daughter and I through thick and thin. Question: were you nervous during the training period for your new job? Answer: Yes, I was very nervous, but as I was in the training with the other trainees, I was able to learn and solve problems along with everyone else. Question: what is your comfort zone after working a few weeks along with the software? Answer: with the new software, it has made my tasks for work much easier. Using the magnification has taken such a strain off my eyes and made it more comfortable to complete my work. This is very important since a majority of my work is on the computer. Question: how would you sum up your experience in this new chapter in your life? Answer: the technology has been a tremendous help for me in searching for work and in my training. I was anxious during training since I have not worked in 7 years. After training was completed, I was still a little bit nervous, but once I took a few calls and got the hang of it, I became more comfortable. I'm super happy that I'm working. It has definitely boosted my confidence with my disability. I am very grateful to HIP for helping me so much and getting me to where I'm at today. Next article. Hip, hip, hooray! Kathy Moore, who worked in the Bergen office under the Easter Seals SCSEP initiative for several years, has been named to Kessler Institute's Community Advisory Board for the Northern New Jersey Spinal Cord Injury Model System. A longtime advocate for individuals with disabilities, Kathy will make great contributions to the board. Barbara Conklin has been designing the artwork for HIP News and many other HIP projects, including dinner dance invitations, over the years. Recently, she worked on the HIP 2021 calendar, which was comprised of photos taken by HIP members, staff, and family. Thank you, Barbara, for all your incredible work. Your talent makes HIP shine. Ryan Roy, who spent several years as an intern at HIP, is celebrating 8 months at his new job as a recreation aide at Genesis Healthcare Center in Ridgewood. His duties include setting up the materials for the various activities and pitching in wherever he is needed. Next article. Bergen County Job Center. Congratulations to the Bergen County Job Center on its recent name change. Many of us remember it as the One-Stop Career Center, but check out their new look and expanded services at www.bergenjobcenter.com. Next article. Living a Healthy Life with Chronic Conditions. Maria Valentin and Jane Jacobs from the Bergen CIL will be hosting a 6-week virtual workshop to help people to better manage chronic symptoms, work with healthcare professionals, set weekly goals, problem solve, eat well, and exercise safely and easily. It will take place via Zoom one morning a week starting in May. The workshop is titled Take Control of Your Health and was created by the Stanford University Chronic Disease Self-Management Program. RSVPs are on a first-come, first-served basis and required by April 5th. Spots are limited, so call the Bergen office at 201-996-9100, Maria, extension 18, or Jane, extension 26, to book your place today. All things HIP. For information on all things HIP, and check our website for updates, www.hipcil.org. In our effort to supply critical information to consumers as quickly as possible, HIP is developing a database of email addresses. Regular mail is moving more slowly now, so it is important for us to have other means of communicating with you. Please send an email to contactme@hipcil.org with your personal email address or text the word HIP to 22828. Message and data rates may apply, and we will add you to the database. Make sure you check your junk mail folder in case our emails end up in there. Next article. We welcome the following new and renewing members of HIP for 2021. Jean Amon, Rosalind Altman, Peter Ambrose, Kevin Angelini, James Arkells, Megan Barron, Deborah Bauman da Silva, Annie Bean, life member, James Benthal, Joanna Benthal, Daryl and Tamiko Bethia, life members, Chris and Ron Black, Paula Bloom, Jerry Boyko, Mario Brusco, George and Mildred Bullerdick, Anna Burris, Eileen Burke, Daniel, Brenda, and Jerry Calabresi, Toniel Cardinale, Jean Carney, Mary Carney, Tom and Susan Carney, Trish Carney, Life Member, Antoinette P. Celia, Kay Chase, Life Member, Jaesoon Choi, The Chacon Family, Lillian Chufo, Life Member, Elizabeth Cohen, Barbara B. Comerford, Esquire, Life Member, Michael and Marie Cook, Life Members, Sonia Cordova Chumbitas, Joyce L. Coy, Jim and Jean Sapos, Life Members, Ivan Cueva, Mary Culver, Howard Cutler, Carol Das, Life Member, Jarrett Dean, Michael Delgado, Martha DeYoung, Jamie Dimitrian, Anthony Denaro, James Doherty, Barbara Dublin, Life Member, J. Robert Duffy, Life Member, Dennis Dusevich, Patricia and Dave Ebel, Life Members, Austin Epstein, Lottie Esteban, Life Member, Oria E. Estrada, Francesca Farrell, William and Stella Fellinger, Karen May Ferolino, Betty Fetzer, Life Member, Yolanda Fisher, Brian Fitzgibbons, Karen Fitzgibbons, deceased, Virginia Flynn and Warren Williams, Michael Fondacaro, Catherine Fotopoulos, Catherine Gabri and family, Lori Galvin, Dorothy Giannone, Andrew and Linda Goff, Alan and Lynn Gold, Mary Jo Hackett, Jack and Alice Hamburg, the Harris family, Alfred Harvey, Bojane Heap, Eusebia Heckel, Dana Hemmings, Rick Hodgman, Life Member, Henry Hoff III, Linda Horvath, Kennel Hippolyte, Michelle Jones, Timothy Kerr, Clark King, Joan F. Klug, Life Member, John Koch, Life Member, Lorena and Anna Koss, Zoraida Krell, Diana LaForge, Jean LaRaya, Virginia L. Laughlin, Louise Lee, Susan and Ken Lee, Diane Lennon, Marion Levine, Rhea Levy, Chili Lee, Life Member, Judith Liebman, Gloria Lieberstein, Life Member, Roy Lippin, Life Member, Margaret Lusch, Joyce and Leonard Malek, Life Members, Patricia Martin Barksdale, Joan Martorella, Nelzita Melo, Anne Malone, Life Member, Concepcion R. Mendoza, Dr. Francis Meyer, Life Member, John J.J. Mulholland, Bob and Martha Mulligan, Madeline Murray, Brian McGrath, Anna P. Nevada, Esquire, Life Member, Sonia Noel, Beatrice Olivetti, Margaret Papagiorgiou, Chris Paraskevakos, Danielle Petineo, Marianne Pigioncelli, Life Member, Sandra R. Pinkerton, Anne-Marie Prendergast, Noel Prusak, Joe Ravello, Carmen Reyes, Cruz Rodriguez, Ryan Roy, Bev and Dick Ryan, Life Members, Mary Sanfilippo, Marie Sawyer, Stephanie Side, Judith Shaw, Barbara Simon, Douglas Simon, Chandravati Singh, Charan Singh, Don Slonim, Life Member, Lynn Smith, Maria Smith, Michael Smith, Life Member, Jeffrey St. Germain and Family, Life Members, John Stanick, Life Member, Sammy Suki, Deborah Tester, Stephanie Thomas, Mary S. Thornton, Janet Tolliver, Tess Tomasi, Joseph Tomasco, Daniela M. Triunfel Fernandez, Danny Vaca, Jane P. Valenti, Joe Valenti, Karen Viceconte, Life Member, Ron Vida, Ann Burton Walsh, Life Member, Paula Weber, Philip and Linda Webster Chenerazzo, Life Members, Janice Willett, Life Member, Richard S. Wolfman, Life Member, Sharon Womack, Anthony and Mary Yorio, Life Members, Nancy, Barry, and Cheryl Zwaben. You may still become a member of HIP for 2021. For a membership form, visit the website at www.hipsil.org or call one of our offices. Advertisement. Declare your independence from stairs for good with a dependable, quiet, easy-to-use stairway lift from Mobility. Absolute safety, security, and freedom of movement, and more affordable than you think. We offer top-quality stairway lifts, wheelchair lifts, and elevators, all customized to your needs, lifestyles, and decors. Mobility Elevator and Lift Company, 4 York Avenue, West Caldwell, New Jersey, 07006, www.mobilityelevator.com. Call or fax for a free, no-obligation, in-home consultation and estimate, 1-800-441-4181, 973-618-9545, fax 973-618-9638. Expert sales installations, maintenance, and 24-hour service. NJ Regulation Number 13VH0222-6400. Next article, A Big Thank You by Tricia Ebel. Heightened Independence and Progress, HIP, would like to thank the mayor of Secaucus, Mike Gonelli, along with his staff, for their support and assistance to HIP consumers. The attendees of the Secaucus Adjustment to Vision Loss Group always enjoyed it when Mike would stop in at the monthly meeting and say hello. Mike has been the mayor of Secaucus for 12 years now, and one of his proudest and biggest accomplishments for the town is that he has been able to sustain the lowest property tax rates in Hudson County. Mayor Mike and his team work from the heart. They love what they do, and it shows. Since the pandemic began, the mayor has been in touch with HIP and has greatly helped out by providing clothing and accessories to many HIP consumers through the Secaucus Emergency Fund. The president of this fund is Lisa Snedeker, who is also the director of Senior and Community Services, two different entities. Here is a quote from Lisa. I started the Secaucus Emergency Fund as a way to help residents keep their quality of life. We help people by referring to social service agencies that are equipped to handle specific situations. We also have the emergency food pantry and give out food twice a month. But sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes people have an emergency come up that requires immediate assistance, and that's where the emergency fund comes in. It's really set up to help residents in need. During this pandemic, I can't tell you the numbers of people we helped, along with doing good things for frontline workers, sending in lunch, and whatever we can do. The HIP staff and consumers are forever grateful to Mayor Mike, his staff, and the Secaucus Emergency Fund for making such a difference in our consumers' lives. Their continued support is truly appreciated. For me, Tricia Ebel, being a lifetime resident of Secaucus, it has been incredibly rewarding to be able to intertwine the work I do alongside the various departments within the town of Secaucus. Next article. Calendar of Events. Bergen County, Virtual Book Club Conference Call, April 30th, May 28th, June 25th. Virtual AVL Support Group Meetings, Secaucus, 10 a.m. via Zoom, April 1st, May 6th, June 3rd. North Arlington, 2 p.m. via Zoom, April 13th, May 11th, June 8th. Washington Township, Fort Lee, 10 a.m., every Wednesday via conference call. Telephone Support Group, Young Adult Peer Group Conference Call, ages 18 to 30, 7:30 p.m., April 6th, May 4th, June 1st. Older Adult Peer Group Conference Call, ages 31 to 50, 7:30 p.m., April 15th, May 20th, June 17th. Please call the HIP office to confirm that the meetings will take place. Next article. HIP offers innovative programs to meet the independent living needs of people with disabilities in Bergen and Hudson counties and beyond. Founded in 1980, Heightened Independence and Progress, HIP, is observing 41 years of service. HIP not only continues to provide vital assistance through information, referral, advocacy, and peer support, but also offers a wide variety of programs to people with all types of disabilities in Bergen and Hudson counties. Some programs have statewide, even national, impact. The following is a summary of HIP programs. Adjustment to Vision Loss coordinates peer support groups. Contact Tricia Ebel, Bergen County. Community Advocacy and Outreach Program seeks to promote full inclusion through advocacy, education, and legislation. Contact Hudson staff or Bergen staff. Comprehensive Independent Living Support, CILS, provides care management assistance to residents of Hudson County to remain in the community. Angela Arboleda, Hudson County. Division of Developmental Disabilities Support Coordination Program assists individuals from Bergen and Hudson counties to discover their full potential. Contact Brian Fitzgibbons, Bergen County, Natalie Alave, Hudson County. Empowering Women Support Group. Contact Nicole Clark, Bergen County. Hispanic Outreach Program directs independent living services to individuals of Hispanic origin in English and Spanish. Contact Maria Valentin, Bergen County, or Angela Arboleda, Hudson County. Youth Transition Case Management assists high school students to plan for their future and for employment. Contact Jenny Paniagua, Hudson County. Modification Access Project, MAP, assists with funding for barrier-free home renovation projects from concept to completion. Contact Maria Valentin, Bergen County. Multimedia Transcription Service, MTS, transcribes textbooks and other materials into Braille. Contact Jane Jacobs, Bergen County. Our New Journey provides financial and practical help to families newly impacted by the onset of illness or disability. Contact Anne Chiavaglia McMahon, 201-288-2867. Polio Network of New Jersey, the Ruprecht Fund. HIP administers this fund for PNNJ to help polio survivors in New Jersey finance necessary products and services. Contact Maria Valentin, Bergen County. Senior and Caregiver Assistance Program provides care management to individuals over the age of 60 and/or adult family caregivers. Contact Care Management Staff, Bergen County. Special Assistance for Independent Living, SAIL, provides funding to Hudson County residents for assistive devices or barrier-free home renovation projects. Contact Natalie Alave, Hudson County. Special Needs Assistance Program, SNAP, provides funding and facilitates acquisition of services and adaptive devices such as wheelchairs, bathroom safety equipment, hearing aids, and more. Contact Maria Valentin, Bergen. Support for Independent Living, SIL, provides ongoing care management services through assessment, linkage, and coordination for people with disabilities 18 to 59. Contact Tamara Clark, Bergen County. Traumatic Brain Injury, TBI, is a state-funded case management program for New Jersey residents who have survived an acquired brain injury for services and supports they need to live in the community. Contact Brian Fitzgibbons, Bergen County, or Marilee Gonzalez, Hudson County. From the final page, something new this year, a HIP calendar. Thank you to everyone who contributed their beautiful photos for the HIP 2021 calendar. It's a wonderful collection, and we look forward to seeing them all year long. Access Link Alert. The Access Link toll-free number will be retired on April 5, 2021. In preparation, please start using 973-491-4224. All of the phone menu options will remain the same. Board of Trustees. Anna Navata, Chair. Betty A. Fetzer, Vice Chair. Richard M. Hodgman, Treasurer. Joseph Tomasco, Secretary. Board Members, Karen Canelos, Lottie Esteban, Roy Lippin, Hyacinth Nkurunziza, Anne-Marie Prendergast, Mary Turner. Brian Fitzgibbons, MPA, CRC, President and CEO. Heightened Independence and Progress. HIP is partially funded through grants from foundations as well as the Bergen County Department of Human Services, Hudson County Department of Health and Human Services, Bergen County Community Development, New Jersey Division of Vocational Rehabilitation Services, and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Community Living. This concludes HIP News for Spring 2021. Your reader has been Frank Lampert Hopkins.